Arthur's Bad News Day, written by Laura Henderson McGuard, illustrated by Darcy Tom. Arthur's Bad News Day. Hey, sit down and I'll tell you a bad news story. My name is Arthur Hankins. The first 8 years of my life were nearly perfect until my parents told me some terrible news. But before I can tell you the bad news, let me tell you about the typical perfect day. Every morning, my mom wakes me up by tickling the bottoms of my feet. It makes me laugh and giggle and starts my day on a happy note. And my day only gets better. When I go downstairs, the unmistakable smell of hot maple syrup reaches my nose, making my mouth water. For breakfast, Dad makes these really wacky and delicious Mickey Mouse-shaped pancakes. During the drive to school, Mom and Dad and I sit along really loudly to my favorite music, and my day gets even better. After school, my dad and I kick and toss the ball around until it's time for dinner. I usually help Mom and Dad prepare dinner. Then we eat and tell stories about our day. Mom never forgets about my favorite dessert, a giant chocolate chip cookie with milk. I have a special glass I got when I visited Disneyland. It reminds me of the most incredible vacation ever. Well, it's about time I tell you the bad news. It's awful. My mom, a few months ago, my parents told me soon I'm going to have a little sister. Ugh! Now can you see why I'm up so upset? This is going to ruin everything. For 8 years, I have been focused on all the tension. I haven't had to share my parents with anybody. One more person will make our house overcrowded. And I know I'm not going to like it. My best friend, Jeff, got a baby sister last year. His dad and mom never have time to play with him anymore. They are always busy changing stinky diapers. Yuck. I haven't even told you the most terrible part of the story. I will make and have to share my room with the baby. No more peace and quiet. My baby sister better not even think about using my personal Disneyland class. No way. I told Mom I don't want a baby sister and I'm happy with the way things are. But all that didn't seem to matter. Today, Mom and Dad are coming home from the hospital with my new sister. I think I'll just tell them to return her. I don't want to share my room with my mom and dad to say anything of sharing my room. Well, there they are. Dad is carrying a bundle of ridiculous pink blankets. Is the baby inside there? Could she be so tiny? Okay, now Grandma is rushing outside. She hugs Mom, then wriggles her head inside the pink blankets. Grandma tells Dad that the baby is gorgeous. I'm going to sit right here. Suddenly, Mom is hugging me in a tight embrace. Before I know it, Dad is putting the baby in my lap. Then the most amazing thing happens. My baby sister reaches out and grabs my finger as she won't let go. I think she realized that I'm her big brother, and she likes me already. Hey, maybe having a little sister isn't so bad. She's kind of cute. I decide we should keep her. Besides, I think Mom and Dad have enough love to share with both me and my sister. The end.